me pray. Loving God, we thank you for the Magi and their journey to meet Jesus. Thank you for Matthew recording that story, which we heard this morning. And I pray that you would give each of us open hearts and minds to what you are saying to each and every one of us here this morning. In your name, amen. Amen. If you're anything like me, and you're maybe on social media, over the last kind of week, your social media has been full of something called the 10-year challenge, with people sharing a photo of themselves 10 years ago, and then what has happened in that time. I haven't partaken, but I thought I'd share it with you this morning. Paul, do you have a photo of me from 10 years ago? I did give it to Paul. Paul just doesn't have it. That would be weird. A weird thing. Paul didn't know. SM Live, here we go. This is from December 2009. That was me. Look at all that hair. Look at all that hair. I had hair before I worked for the church. That was me 10 years ago in December 2009. That was before I don't want to say that I was in year 12 and I was about 16, 17, so sorry. That was before a Christmas party that I was going to, very sharply dressed. And I was thinking about all the things that have happened since then. In my life, what would I share if I was to put this on Facebook? I'd probably comment that I finished secondary school. I graduated from university. I had a gap year in between that. I moved to Ely. Yay! I started a church. I got accepted for ordination training. Yeah, all those are great things. That's just the highlights, of course. And of course, on Facebook, we only really share the highlights, don't we? I wouldn't probably comment on the failed driving tests, the failed exams, almost dropping out from university, the heartbreaks along the way. I probably wouldn't comment all those things. But it's been a journey the last decade to get from there to here. I had hair. I don't anymore. That's fine. Totally okay with that. But there's been, I think, quite a lot of surprises along the way, things that I didn't necessarily think would happen, things I didn't want to happen, things that I maybe dreamt would happen, and they did or they didn't, for a whole load of reasons. And we often use kind of journey as an analogy for life. Life is a roller coaster, said Ronan Keating, famously. Great. Why not? If you can't quote a 90s power ballad in a sermon, when can you quote it? And I think that's why I really like the Magi. We can move this on to the next slide. We don't need to look at that. There we go. There's the Magi. That's much better. I think this is why I like the Magi, because I've always loved this journey that they go on from the east, from somewhere which was called Persia and is now topically modern-day Iran. They journeyed from there to try and find this king that they had kind of read about in the stars. And I imagine this was a journey of trust and of faith. And before, I've heard it talked about that they blindly followed. But I don't know if they did blindly follow. Because these Magi were stargazers. They knew the stars. They were who they trusted. And so I think that as they saw this new star, they read it and they knew that they needed to make a move. They knew they needed to do something and act upon it. So I think it was with trust and with faith that they followed this new star that they saw. And they too had some surprises along the way. Because when they turned up at the palace, where you would imagine a king would be. Of course, that wasn't where the new king was. They managed to wind up Herod a little bit, I imagine, when they didn't return with the news of exactly where Jesus was. And that's because along their journey, they also had an openness, which I really, really like. An openness to being spoken to in a dream by an angel, sent by a God who wasn't their God, but whose message they trusted. And I think there's something really cool and really, really interesting in that, that along their journey, they knew that this voice that they heard in the night in their triple bunk bed, as we saw in the video, which is lovely, they knew that was a trustworthy voice that they had faith in and that they needed to follow that and go that way. And I think that is what I've tried to make the last decade of my life about. Is trying to trust and follow the voice that I know and have faith in, which for me is God, the loving God of the Bible, and see where that voice takes me, sometimes to places I expect, and sometimes to places I would never have expected. One of them maybe being here. And so I wonder, perhaps as we are at the start of this new year, and I'm sorry, yes, it probably is one of those cheesy new year, new you sermons, I'm not that sorry. I wonder, what star are you going to follow this year? And where are you willing for that star to take you? What voice do you listen to that guides you? And could that voice be God? Is that voice God? And maybe this year you could trust and just see where that voice takes you, because you might be surprised. It might take you to a new physical location, to a new job, to meet new friends, new family. You never really know. But I think it's all the more exciting when we do trust that star and we see where it takes us. Often in the Bible, we talk about Jesus being a light. And we use, in church, candles and other things to demonstrate this idea of Jesus being a light that we can follow. Oh, it's fine. And I think that perhaps as we draw close to that light, spend time with God in the way that we spend time with God. I have a chair in my house, in a lounge, and it looks out onto a path. And I love sitting in that chair and having a chat with God and just watching the world go by. Dog walkers, runners, people on their way to and from school, delivery people doing all sorts of things, my neighbors driving in and out. For me, that is a very special place where I can sit and have a chat with God. For you, it might be running or in coffee shops. It might be early in the morning or it might be late at night. But for me, as I draw close and as I spend that time with God, I hope this works, I find that it's not just Jesus and God that shines, but that my way and the path ahead of me starts to light up. And sometimes I think we think about that is going to shine and I'm going to know the next decade ahead. In my experience, no. Often, God just might shine a light on the next step. Even just the next 2 or 3 hours, what I might do. I have no idea where I'm going to be in another decade. I will be 37. That's fine. That is fine. Katie, don't laugh. That's fine. But I have no idea where I will be. But I want to make this next decade, this next year, this next month and week, and the rest of this Sunday, as a period when I have followed God and I have stepped into the light that God has shone ahead of me for me to step into. And I encourage you to do the same and see where that takes you. Maybe, like the Magi, you'll leave your home country and end up meeting God in human form. Who knows? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the faith and trust of the Magi. And may we too have the same trust and faith in you in our lives. Help us to be bold and courageous, to step into the light that you shine on the path ahead of us. In your name, amen. Amen. And on the navigator,